This is 5x5. I'm Dave O'Mara, and today is Friday, April 29th, 2005. Today I'm going to resume a reading from the Book of Disquiet by Fernando Pessoa. And I ask apologies for my horrible pronunciation of Portuguese street names, which will occur during this reading. This is episode 17, also known as episode 96, apparently, by some other kind of
anyway, I've been listening to songs from the huge BitTorrent file that you can get at the South by Southwest conference, music conference in Austin, Texas. They have a website, and from their website, I downloaded this BitTorrent file that I think was something like 2.4 gigs, and expanded it, and had a couple folders in there with a total of 750 songs, the demo songs
before the psychiatrist goes up to the Solaris space station to investigate the strange things that have been happening there.
And this is in a slightly
this Earth scene,
it's in a slightly but not very futurized Russia. And the young officer, the guy comes to visit it. All that is based,
the hero and his father,
neglected and factitious in this Rua de Douradoras that makes up my entire life. The squalid office whose squalor seeps into the very marrow of its inhabitants' bones. The room rented by the month, in which nothing happens except the living death of its occupant. The grocer's shop on the corner, whose owner I know only in a casual way. People do know each other. The boys standing at the door of the old tavern,
the village suffered a little bit from that big reveal in it.
And my concern is that what happened was I saw the movie The Birth yesterday, and of course this is going to contain ending spoilers, so ending spoiler warning coming.
If you have ordered this film, you may see this.
How could they believe other that motion sees no cause of motion, or again, that everybody, if there is nothing prevented, will move in a circle, the noblest of all forms of motion? So obviously what Poincaré is doing here is arguing against the notion that the principle of inertia is a priori. That it's something we
although imagine. Some songs that also have a very loud, noisy guitar styling, so they have what I consider to be an original twist to them. In some ways, they make the cut. So I ended up with 13 capers, 13 keepers out of the G and H batch, and so now I've put those back on.
It's really amazing because it just goes on keepers, and it tries to capture
just that. Before I started doing this,
is it just going through tunnels, losing saturation as go into the darkness? It's that
the cowardice,
that feeling, it actually produces
the rubbish
poetically, that feeling
that others
thinking
only
about there being an important issue stumbling over your life as you're driving along,
the long drive home, that calm
after
state,
a possibly futile glitch.
More than anything, they look like highly evolved vegetables. Oh, I've got to try that sentence just one more time. It's so good, and I didn't quite get it the first couple of times. That shameful flight into myself, the cowardice of mistaking for life the rubbish tip of a soul that others only visit in their sleep, and that semblance of death through which they snore
in that calm state, in which
more than anything,
they push it like highly evolved.
Partly by the device of having unable to make the Nicole Kidman character Hannah, I believe she's called that only a day later, and I still remember the actual character name. Usually one remembers only the actress's name.
But having her be extraordinarily uncritical, she apparently is also a lawyer or
possible
on a purely a priori basis, that position would fall into the category of inertia, something which doesn't change unless there is a reason for it to be changed, and that curvature of path also
to him
in the same category. When nothingness confers no superiority, no inferiority, and permits no comparisons. The grocer is the Caesar of the whole block, and the women quite rightly adore him. And so I drag myself along, doing things I don't want to do, and dreaming of what I cannot have, as pointless as a public clock that's stopped. And that's a reading from Fernando Pessoa, or perhaps from his semi-heteronym, Bernardo Suarez.